I've got big, huge, massive news. Okay, so did you miss out on registering for our spring summer program? It's not too late. We are opening up 1,000 spots starting today. Maybe you got into the program and you're realizing this is amazing. Everybody should be doing this. Or I know so many people who would love this. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone you know. And if it's you, you're the one who didn't get signed up, run, don't walk over to our website, GWB.com. The first 1,000 people to sign up are in. Otherwise, you have to wait until our next program that doesn't start until the fall. Go. What are you waiting for?
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy day 61 of the program. So I was thinking today, how badly do you want to lose this weight? How long have you been trying to lose the weight? How much time, energy, money, headspace have you put in to trying to lose the weight? So here we are in week 8 of the program, about to start week 9. I hope that you are getting the sense that I want you to lose this weight. Our team wants you to lose this weight. We spend all of our time thinking about how can we help you lose this weight. We bring in guests that offer safe, sound, solid advice. We are all about losing weight in a healthy way because we want it to be in a way that you're able to maintain and sustain. We have thousands of before and afters. We have real members who are sharing their very real stories that we don't pay. We don't pay our guests. Any of the people that you see in our advertisements or anyone who's in the group who is sharing their spotlight or coming on our Spill the Tea segments, we do not pay them. And we probably never will, because we want to hear from real people who really want to share their story in the hopes of inspiring other people to reach their goals. And so I'm really trying to do everything here that I possibly can to truly help you reach your weight loss goals finally and forever. And yes, this is my business. Happy International Women's Day, by the way, to everyone watching and everyone listening. I really want to have a successful business. And if you saw that clip, I did a podcast the other day with Kyle Buchanan. He's just amazing. He is the health and wellness specialist on the Global Morning News program here in Canada. And he is just this guy who's super knowledgeable and just wants to help people. And yeah, I want to have the number one weight loss company in the world, because I want obesity rates to actually start to decline. And I want to actually make a real difference. But there's other things I want to do in life too. There's other things I want to do in life as well. So I would like to help people understand that there is a healthy way to lose weight, a way to lose your weight in a way that you're going to be able to maintain. And so I'm just putting all that out there, because what I really want to do is just share with you how badly we want this for you, how badly I want this for you. And I know you want it badly. So if you're just tuning in, I posed a question at the top of the live today. You know, how badly do you want to reach this finally and forever goal? How long have you been trying to lose this weight? How much time and energy and money have you put into this? Now, with that said, are the choices that you're making aligning with how badly you want to reach that goal? And I want to ask you honestly, because I know we want to get there, and I know it's hard to do the things that you need to do to get there, but are you giving it as much effort that equals your desire to reach that goal? I know we wish it, we want it, but are we doing the things we need to do and doing them consistently? And I'm not talking about perfection, and I'm not talking about showing up and being a rock star every day, but really, truly, are you making this effort that equals your desire? And I don't just mean with your food choices or asking those four questions or maximizing. I'm also talking about the mind part of it, the mindfulness part of it that's going to really make it sustainable for you. Yes, lose your weight in a healthy way. Absolutely. Right. But also in a way where you're working through your issues and associations, the way your brain has been wired. You know, a lot of times, especially with the scale, you get on the scale and you immediately, it's just that even if the scale is down, it's not down as much as you want it to be down. Even if it's down, it's like, well, I have so much more weight to lose. And our brains are just wired in this really negative way if you spend any time at all trying to lose weight. And so are you doing everything you can to address that mental part of your journey? Or are you still showing up festering in your funk every day? Are you still allowing the scale to dictate how you feel, recognizing it, being aware of it? Yes, but allowing it to dictate how you feel all day and doing nothing about it. Not going into that mindset and being like, what is that all about? Not making an effort to choose differently. Right? Same thing with your food choices. Are you really asking those four questions, or are you just kind of like, yeah, for some of them, maybe, yeah, you're giving it some thought. Are you really truly taking those four questions when it comes to mindful eating and sitting with that and letting it resonate in your body, not in your brain, but in your body? How is this portion for me? How am I feeling now that I'm starting to eat? How did I know I was done? How did I know I had enough? How do I know now, 15 minutes later, that I actually ate enough to feel satisfied? Have I taken time to understand hunger and how it means different things at different times? Am I noticing the triggers that are starting to pop up? Am I struggling with the fact that I'm just angry that I can't have a snack at night, or I'm stressing myself out over the fact that I'm having the snack at night, but I'm not taking time to say, why do I want this snack at night? Am I actually hungry? Is this a habit? Am I being triggered? Like, what is it, right? Because all of this, and there's so much of it, this is the work that you need to do to not just lose your weight, but to be able to sustain and maintain. I've been talking a lot the last couple of days about finally and forever weight loss. And listen, once you lose your weight, right, we have this whole other group in maintenance where we just go down the rabbit hole of conversations. Like, you can crush the weight loss program, lose your weight. That doesn't mean that you've worked through any of the issues and associations and habits and beliefs and whatnot. That doesn't mean that you stop sabotaging yourself, right? That doesn't mean that you feel like worthy. That doesn't mean that you can trust that you're going to make choices that are going to be able to sustain your weight loss. You know, there's a lot to it, but I'm posing that to you today. How badly do you want this? And are your actions aligning or equaling your desire to lose weight? And the reason why I'm saying this is because I have goals. I have things that I'm working on, but am I really doing the things for how badly I want to accomplish the things? Like, for example, my stomach. I'm trying to like fix my stomach because I just, from drinking and stress, my microbiome is a disaster. And so then what I do is I take my probiotic, I take my digestive bitters. I haven't been drinking and I'm like, wow, I feel so much better. And so I have stopped taking my probiotic and my digestive bitters because I felt better. And I'm just going off of like, well, I haven't been drinking, so that's a win. And this morning I'm like, okay, well, you lie around thinking about how you want to do this and you want to do that, but Gina, you're not really doing the things that you need to do. You've gone like 2 weeks without your probiotic that was making such a huge difference. You've gone 2 weeks without adding in your digestive bitters that you were swearing were making such a big difference. You know, and I'm tired of constantly thinking about the things I need to do. But you know what would be less tired is if I actually did the things I needed to do. And you know, and sometimes I'm a rock star and I'm go, 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 and all comes together and I'm like, this is amazing and I'm awesome. And then other times I just spend the time thinking about the things that I want to accomplish and not actually doing all the things that I could. So I just want to as we roll into week 9, just give you a little food for thought there, or just suggest that you take time to really, because it's, we're just going every day and we're showing up and we're doing the things, we're in it. And we're not really taking the time sometimes to really assess where we're at and how we're feeling. And, you know, are the things that we're saying and doing and thinking and feeling aligned, right? Are they aligned? All right, enough about that. Let's get into where you are at today. Let's answer some of your questions. It's a Friday. How are you feeling today? Rolling into the weekend. Make a plan for yourself before you find yourself in the midst of your weekend. Take a look at your social calendars for the next month. What do you got coming up? Do you have some, you know, fun, exciting things you know you're going to want to indulge, right? Then make a plan for keeping it together, where you can keep it together so you can build on that momentum. My 2-week vacation was great and I'm continuing rather than backtracking. However, I'm realizing that I'm taking a shortcut on the 4 questions. There we go. And my intention for today will be work on this. It's exhausting constantly asking those 4 questions. It is exhausting. Here's the thing though. The reason why you want to keep doing that is not only to get even more in tune to your portions, is that once you are done losing the weight, you won't have to ask. You will know when I'm hungry, if I need to eat, could eat, should eat, whatever. You'll also very clearly know what to eat. You'll look in your fridge and you'll be like, what do I want here? Right? Do I want some protein? Do I want some veg? Do I want some fruit? What do I want? Right? When to eat, what to eat, and also how much to eat. You won't have to ask those 4 questions when it comes to those portions because you will know. You will know just by looking at your food if that is too much, not enough, or just right. You won't even have to eat it. You'll already know. So that's a big reason why we are continuing to ask those 4 questions, because we don't count and weigh and measure our weight into weight loss, and you sure as shit won't count and weigh and measure your way into sustaining your weight either, right? And so that's what those 4 questions are about. Sometimes I think like just kind of understanding the purpose behind that, which is bigger than in the moment being in tune to those portions, is so that it becomes so second nature. Your brain and your body are just already in tune and wired to let you know what's going on and where you're at, right? And that's really cool because you don't want that space in your brain that's being consumed with what to eat, what didn't you eat, why'd you eat that, should I have this, should I have that, oh, I ate too much, and how much should I have, and I'm only going to eat that. We want that gone. We want that so gone, and then we want you to be able to fill it with all the other things in life that you want to do, you know? So I love this realization. Also, from the first week I started this program, I stopped having hot flashes and I've been having lots of them over the last 4 days. Great vacation. Glad to be home. Glad to be listening to the live feeds again. Okay. So this is sort of where you make those initial changes and then you notice like, you know, changes in your, now this could be your body temperature regulating with the time of year, believe it or not. It could be so many things. This could be your vitamin D levels dropping. This could be you haven't been sleeping great, right? This could be your detoxing off of alcohol. If you drank a little bit more alcohol than you normally do because you're away on vacation. So that can also be like the body naturally detoxing. And so this is sort of maybe your body's stressed out from traveling, although you had a great time and, you know, you feel pretty good. So whenever, like everything is just a message from your body. What's going on here? I'm a little out of balance, or it could just be my body adjusting to the time of year, increasing your metabolism. It can be a variety of different things, right? So it's not always like you're doing something wrong or you're not doing something. It can just be your body adjusting. And because you are so in tune to that, you are picking up and noticing. Like I used to get really bad night sweats, just a sweat everywhere. Well, you know, as soon as I stopped drinking, that kind of went away. And that was just really my body detoxing. So it could be a combination of a variety of things because maybe you're stressing or your routine is off or you have been drinking, you haven't been sleeping, your food is a little off, and all those things are causing your body to be a little bit more unbalanced. And so you're kind of noticing some of these things. It could be where if you are taking any hormone therapy, you know, this is where you might need to have it adjusted, because just like any of the medications that you take, we hear this all the time, people with thyroid issues, people who have diabetes, constantly have to get their blood pressure medication, cholesterol medication, whatever that might be, have to get it adjusted, because your body is actually making change. It's repairing, rebuilding, regenerating, rejuvenating. It's getting healthier. It's boosting your metabolism. So sometimes you need more of these medications and sometimes you need less of these medications, or you have to decrease the dose or get off them altogether. And so that could be a sign that, you know, maybe you need to make a few adjustments here or there, because what worked for you before when your body was functioning on that level is different from what you need right now. But I love this awareness. I love this awareness. I am 10 pounds away from goal. Hygiene, 0.6 ounces away from a 30-pound loss since joining in September. Amazing. I am in all the way. I have joined the spring session to help me reach my goal and to maintain. I'm sure I will join a couple more. So happy I found the Living Method. I'm happy for you too. Okay, so we're going to talk about maintenance at the end of the program. And my goal for everyone following is to not have you keep coming back, keep coming back. So obviously when it comes to weight loss, it's ideal to do as many rounds as you need until you reach your goal. Each time you do the program, you're leveling up, you're continuing to work on reaching that finally and forever goal, hugely effective. Just like any other diet, you start it, you keep doing it until you're done. The Living Method, no different, except we break ours down into 91-day digestible chunks of time where there's a start date and there's an end date, just like there's going to be a start date to your weight loss journey, and then there's going to be an end date. So when it comes to maintenance, now, we do offer you an alternative to signing up again, because every now and then we have people who just want to go on their own. So we actually make it our mission to teach you everything that you need to know about weight loss in one session. And sure, we have people who are coming back 14, 15, 16 times because they have a lot of weight to lose. They have a lot, maybe they don't have a lot of weight to lose, but they have a lot of mental stuff that they're working on. And they're just trying to get healthier and healthier and healthier for so many reasons. And we love that. Plus our amazing guests, your support, all of that. But we actually give you an option to continue on your own if you want. Right? Then it comes to maintenance. Now, we do have a whole maintenance group. We do not have a maintenance program yet, but we are currently working on a systematic maintenance program that you will be able to follow day to day and use our Living Method app. Now, obviously, it's sort of a spin-off of our weight loss program. So what you'll hear is a lot of people coming back to do the program again, not for the sake of weight loss, but to solidify their weight, to give their body time to adjust to their new weight by also continuing to level up, all the things that you're doing, get even more in tune with your body, continue to work through those issues, associations, habits, beliefs, past traumas, whatnot, to help your body be as healthy as possible. So we're going to talk about maintenance and our protocol for that at the end of the program. So four stages of the Living Method: lose your weight. That's step one. That's what you're doing here in the weight loss program. Step two is solidify your weight. So you'll see a lot of people coming back and doing another round to solidify their weight, because there's a big difference in trying to lose weight and trying to maintain your weight, of course, at the end of the day. And then we have that third stage. And this is what we have a lot of people working through, that third stage in our maintenance group that we have, where we're constantly talking about things that are coming up with maintenance. That's learning what maintenance looks like and feels like to you, what's normal on the scale in terms of fluctuations, learning to navigate every upcoming holiday at your new weight, learning to just level up on being in tune, learning to trust yourself, right? There's a lot to it. Learning to just get off that scale. You know, there's a lot. Some people stay in that third stage for a few weeks. Some people stay in that third stage for a few years, you know, and not like they're actively every day showing up in maintenance or anything like that, but they're working towards that fourth stage, which is where you lost your weight. You've been maintaining your weight. You feel confident, calm, and you are ready to just live your life and wake up every day and look good and feel good and not give any thought to your weight and the scale and just going by how you feel and making good food choices and being calm around food and just living your life without constantly worrying about losing weight, gaining weight, any of it, and just enjoying all the yummy bites and bits that come with life, because you're going to enjoy the food that you want to eat. I'm choosing to eat this. I'm choosing to eat that. I know I've had enough. I'm choosing to eat more. And then when I wake up the next day and I feel all bloated because I overate, I'm not going to rag on myself. I'm going to be like, okay, maybe I should drink a little extra water, get in some leafy greens today, and then choose not to starve and deprive and berate and punish myself, just give back to live in my life. And of course, we're going to give you tips and techniques in order to sort of manage whenever you do go off the rails purposely, that you help that body sort of get back at it. Because like, it's not like you're not going to go away on vacations and enjoy yourself and come back and feel like you overdid it. That's okay. That's what life is all about, right? But you're going to know how to help your body recover from any of those indulgences so you can get back to living your life again. So That's where we're going with that. That is where we are going with that. Yes, I am finally getting this tweak. You said yesterday and today, are you eating to satisfaction and then after 30 minutes having the second half? Or are you eating just enough so that when you have the second half, that's when you have those couple of bites to lead to satisfaction? This. Finally, I think that was the change I needed. Only took 5 rounds to understand that. Yeah, right. So what was happening is we thought that a lot of people are just portioning out their first portion and then portioning out their second portion. And you don't want to do that. You want to take the same portions that you have been making and consuming for the days previously to splitting up the meals and snacks and take that same portion and split that in two. And then mindfully eat that first portion. Of course, you might get full before, you might be satisfied on that full portion before you even like finish eating it. That's why you still want to ask those 4 questions, right? And then if you are hungry for that second portion, then you want to mindfully eat that second portion, asking those 4 questions. And that's where you want to eat just enough so that when you walk away, you're feeling satisfied. So really in tune to those portions, really in tune. Sometimes we get like, we're following the program and then we like feeling satisfied. Again, it's not satisfied after you're done eating that portion. It's satisfied 15 minutes later, right? So it's about really getting in tune to that. Really getting in tune to that. I lose my momentum a bit on the weekend. I mean, a smidgen, but it has an impact. So more effort and on this weekend. Yeah. So if you know that you're doing that, because you want your weight loss journey to be as short-lived as possible. You want to minimize the time that you're spending on this. You want to get it done. Get it done, right? And obviously, the more time you put towards it, the more choices that you make towards it, the sooner you're going to get it done. Now, this is where you want to leave yourself open for those times where you do have your best friend's wedding, or you're going on vacation, or you have a reservation at a restaurant that you're looking forward to, or whatever that is. You know, you want to make room for those special occasions. It's not the special occasions are not the reason why your body's feeling you need to store fat. Right? That's not, indulging on those special occasions, not going to cause you to gain weight. It's not going to stop you from losing your weight. It's sort of the little bits every day, right? And so that's where if you can have as many choices as possible and minimize, right, any indulgences on the weekend, you'll be able to kind of build that momentum rather than 2 steps forward, 2 steps back, 2 steps forward, 2 steps back, that kind of thing, you know? And it's really easy to do that. Listen, at eight weeks into this program, it's like, oh my gosh. Plus you guys are bringing the baggage of all the other diets you've ever done. So it's not just 8 weeks on this program. It's for some of you 20 years trying to reach this goal. Whether it's 20 years or 2 years or however long it's been, it seems like a really long time. And you just want it done already, you know? So that's sort of that feeling of like, you know? And so this is why we have so much to be learned from our members who have done so many rounds, is like, really, it's a continuation of focusing on yourself, leveling up your health and wellness, helping your body recover from the detriment of those diets, starving yourself, depriving yourself, you know, how your body's learned to function, felt the need to store this fat and really address that. It kind of takes time. You know, if you spent 20 years starving and depriving yourself, it's going to take a lot longer than a few months to undo the damage of that and to rewire and rework how your body's come to function physically, mentally. But here's the thing again, and I don't say this enough, for all the science that is out there about weight loss, which is ever changing, there's one thing that has remained constant. And that is that there is absolutely zero science to suggest that you cannot lose this weight. There is no reason why you cannot lose this weight. Now, there may be reasons why it's harder for you physically, mentally, right? There may be things that you have to do and focus on that other people don't. Everyone's a little different. But there is zero reason why you have to carry around a bunch of excess fat that no longer serves a purpose in your life. It's just a lot of times it takes longer and you have to work harder at helping the body release that fat than other people sometimes, because maybe your life is more stressed, you work shift work, so you know it's hard for you to get the sleep. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, it doesn't mean that you won't be able to lose the weight. It doesn't mean that it's impossible for you to lose the weight. You absolutely can lose the weight. It's just that you have to show up and do the things that you need to do that are specific to you and your needs, your lifestyle, where you're at, what you've been through, in order to make the changes that you need to make. Zero science out there, zero science that suggests that you can't lose this weight. Absolutely, you can. Hi, Elaine. Good morning. First time to catch a live. Hi, tax time. So up early at work yesterday for the afternoon snack. I wasn't hungry at all. I had a token bite of my veg snack. But do I have a token bite 30 minutes later or just move on? So for your snacks, if you're not hungry for them, you can just treat it as one snack. Like, you don't have to split up your meals and snacks, right? So if you're hungry for them, sure, split them all up. If you're not hungry for your snacks, you can totally just treat it as one portion and just have a few token bites of that. You don't have to split that up and have token bites like 30 minutes later. You don't need to do that. You're going to have days, some of you, where you're not hungry at all, and some days where you are really hungry. So if that's a day where you're really hungry and you're eating a significant portion of a snack, yeah, you could be like, oh, I could totally split that. But if it's just a token amount and you're not hungry at all, just treat it as like one. Be mindful, ask the four questions, you know, because sometimes what happens is you're not hungry for that snack, and all of a sudden you start to eat it, and then you end up actually, wow, I'm actually hungry. This happens to me all the time, especially because you said, I'm up early, it's tax time. You probably got a lot going on your mind, a lot, you focus on a lot, right? So you're like, I'm not really hungry. I'm just, dude, I got to get this done, because that's what I'm like. And then next thing you know, I go all day and I haven't eaten anything. So that's where you're really asking those four questions, even on that snack that you're not hungry. It's good for you to know whether you're really truly not hungry or you're just distracted and busy and don't have time for it. And so you think, oh, I don't got time for this. I'm hungry. No, I'm not hungry. But you're in your mind. Your mind is like, no, I'm not hungry. I got to do this, this, and this, and this, and this. Meanwhile, your belly's like, yo, we're hungry, you know, take a minute. But you can still just treat it as one snack or one portion, and you don't have to split that up. You don't have to split that up.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Pamela Woods, how are you? Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm focused now. Good morning to everyone I miss replying to and everyone else. Happy Friday. Yeah, sometimes we're more focused than others. Sometimes we're focused on other things. That's the thing, is that what we're trying to do is help our body specifically focus on releasing this fat that it, you've taught it that it no longer needs, while it's got all these other things to do. Well, it has all these other things to do. You know, and that's why you have to make it a priority. And that's why asking the four questions. And that's like part of the tweak this week, is taking that extra time to prioritize yourself and focus specifically on this thing that you're trying to do, you know, because it's so easy to have other things in life get in the way. Hi, Lori. I'm doing great. Down 16 pounds as of today. My husband is also doing the program with me. He's down 26.5. Amazing. We are going to a cottage for the weekend with friends. I'm not stressing about my weekend. I'm excited to get away. Yes. So indulge in the experience. Indulge in going away at the cottage, which is amazing. Indulge in being with friends, which is amazing, you know, and try not to make it about the food. And if you do choose to eat something because someone made it and it's delicious, enjoy, choose to indulge in how yummy it is, right? Like, smell it, taste it, indulge in it, right? Try to bring joy to the food that you are choosing to indulge in, right? And then pay attention. If you do find yourself berating on yourself, then maybe you might not want to make that choice, or use that as an opportunity to be like, you know what? I am enjoying this. I'm having a great time. I am not going to get on myself about what I'm eating, what I'm not eating. And just constantly remind yourself of that, right? Capture it, cancel it, correct it. Just because you go away for the weekend, have a few bites of bits and have the best time doesn't mean that you're not going to reach your goal. Doesn't necessarily mean that you're sabotaging yourself. At this point, it could just mean that you're choosing, right? So whether it's a vacation away or a weekend at the cottage, make choices that make you feel good. Really indulge in making choices that make you feel good. And sometimes the choice is to not have the thing, and that makes you feel really good. I'm really proud of myself that I didn't have that. God, I feel so much better that I didn't have that. Every time I do have that, I always wake up and feel like shit the next day. And man, I'm so happy I made that choice to not have that because I feel great today. And so I'm going to have this amazing breakfast rather than waking up feeling like I had a food hangover because I ate 10 bags of chips last night or whatever it was, you know. Have the best time. People keep giving me boxes of chocolate as a gift. They don't know I'm on a program. It isn't very high quality chocolate, so I put it away for a little treat on Easter. Yeah. I love good chocolate. I especially love dark chocolate. I put it in the freezer. And then in those moments where you remember you have it and you really want it, you're like, ah, I love myself for having this chocolate in the freezer. I love that. You know, people will give you all sorts of things, and that doesn't diminish the gift that they're giving you, right? Thank you. They thought of you. That's wonderful. It's beautiful. How lucky are you to have people in your life who are being thoughtful like that, right? And we can accept the gift with the same enthusiasm and love and acceptance, even if we choose not to use it, or even if we choose not to eat it. You know, it truly is the thought that counts, and they say that. And so, you know, sometimes it's like, oh my God, people keep giving me chocolate. They keep giving me this. They keep giving me that. Thank you. This is wonderful. You know, I'm going to, you know, put it away and choose to, you know, indulge or whatever that is, right? Just because someone gives it to you doesn't mean you have to eat it. And just because someone gives you something doesn't mean you have to use it. It's really nice, right? It's really nice. It could be a bit of a challenge for you, right? Like, well, here we go. We're testing you. We're testing you. We're testing you. I think life is constantly testing us, especially if we're unsure of the choices that we're making or not making, something's going to come along and test us, right? You know, I think everything can be a challenge or a test. And it's how you kind of rise to the occasion, you handle that. Hi, Helen. Anyone know when the National Women's Show is? I have October conflicts, but I need to be clear. I looked and it says November. It might be in November. I don't know. So I might as well talk about it now. So we are going to be at the National Women's Show here in Toronto in either October, November. I'm not really sure. I don't know that they've even announced the dates yet. So we have booked quite a few booths. We're going to be there. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be on stage for 3 days over the weekend. And we're going to invite all of our community if you want to come. Not only is it an amazing event in general, but we are going to make some fun swag stuff that you can merch, that we're going to spend some time over the summer designing some fun merch specifically for this event. Because as you know, we don't really do merch. We've done a couple capsule lines here and there. We're going to have a bunch of people from our team there. We're going to create a Livy Loser Lounge where our members can come together and hang out and meet each other. So it's going to be fun. I don't know any details though about it other than that. And so don't ask me. Don't ask us. We don't know. But here's what I do know is that we will let you know. We will send out emails. We'll post it on socials. We'll let you know what's going to happen there. But that's just that was a spoiler alert from our Monday Night Live, because what happens on the Monday Night Live stays on the Monday Night Live, except when it doesn't. I'm curious to know why some people lose fat and sizes and don't drop weight. My weight has dropped and I am the size I always am at this weight. So a lot of people, right? So there's a big difference between fat loss and weight loss, right? Body composition wise, because weight loss, you're starving, you're depriving, you're losing water, right? Which obviously you're not doing on the Livy method with all the water that you're drinking. So you're losing water weight. And then yes, your body is, you know, it's burning fats. And then also you're burning muscle, you're utilizing muscle. So you're losing muscle mass. And so that's the difference in other diets, as opposed to the Livy method, where you are obviously drinking enough water to be super hydrated. You are giving the body the resources it needs to repair and rebuild and make change. You're not just starving yourself into healthy. You're actually giving your body the resources to make change, to repair, to rebuild, to regenerate, to rejuvenate and all those things. And then you're supporting the body in terms of helping it focus on and release fat. Totally different. And so that's why on this program, you know, I say all the time, for some people, you lose 20 pounds and it's like losing 40 pounds on any other diet that you've done where you starved and deprived yourself. Now, there could be a lot of variables to that. The diets that you've done in the past, it could be, you know, your muscle mass. Like maybe you, when you were at that weight before, you were also working out. And so you had increased muscle mass at the time, which changed your body composition, right? So I don't know when you're reflecting back to whatever weight it was at that time and what you were doing at that time in your life or what your life was like at that time in the lifestyle that you were living, right? So you could have been more active, more maintained muscle mass. You could have been sleeping better. And, you know, you're carrying excess weight for whatever reason and still in that mode of losing and gaining and losing and gaining and whatnot. So that's why. And then when I refer to that, that's sort of what healthy weight loss looks like and the difference between that, which is why people will, when the scale isn't moving with this program, you should notice your body changing. So you should never notice nothing. If you're paying attention, there's always something going on. So if you're not dropping, your body is changing and you are experiencing non-scale victories, right? So that's sort of like the difference there. But without knowing more, right, my weight has dropped and I'm the same size I always am at this weight. Yeah, so without knowing more about that, it'd be hard for me to assess that. That's a great question. Good morning. Late, but here as I was catching up on some of what I missed earlier this week. Hi, Maureen. Okay, so you'll notice the information is a lot lighter with where we're at in the program now. This is gives you more opportunity to catch up on any of the conversations we might have missed or even the conversations we might have had weeks earlier where it was just like, okay, I can only handle so much. So it's a great idea to go back and listen to some of those guest experts relevant to where you are at now, which can be really insightful. This is why we revisit some of our posts, like revisiting water now, revisiting supplements now, revisiting the scale now, revisiting these things, relevant exercise now, relevant to where you are at. But that doesn't mean that we don't work around here. So we have a full team working here to answer your questions. This is where we really like to get into it with you. So help us help you. This is where we will suggest to people, you know, post the questions, post your answer to the 20 questions, whatever you need. It gives us a bit more of opportunity to give that, you know, even more valuable customer support, because you will notice. So this is where we can always tell if people haven't been around and haven't asked any questions. They will come in, they will make a statement, I'm so frustrated and this isn't working, whatever. And then we click on their name and they haven't asked any questions. And then all of a sudden they'll get like 10 responses from our team. Like this is the kind of but they don't know that, right? They're like, they've never asked a question. So they haven't been following along. And so they're completely unaware. They're just assuming that we don't give a shit and we want them to just spend their money and we don't want this program to work for them. And so a lot of people are really surprised by that when, you know, they come in and make a statement that we're all over it. You're fucking right, we're all over it. If you are saying that you're frustrated and this isn't working for you, we want to help you figure this out. And so what I notice is a lot of people don't actually want help, because then they'll come in, post the answers to your 20 questions. What about this? What about that? And they'll never respond back. They'll never respond back. So help us help you. We are here for you. You can like dig a little deeper, ask more questions. Like we have the opportunity to kind of really indulge in helping our members at this point, because there isn't as many posts that we have to manage and do. So we don't stop. We go right to the very last day around here. So I want you to put that pedal to the metal, dive a little deeper, level up a little bit more, and we are really here for you. We're going to continue on our weekend with our recipes. We're going to continue to do our weekend inspiration. We're going to continue with our Science Saturday posts, which are really cool. But yeah, it's going to be less info as we go, but more of a focus on actually showing up each day and doing the things we need to do. Listening and packing at the same time. Hi, Kim. Going to my sister's for the weekend. She's on the Libby program too, so she'll be good to go with being on track. Yeah, right? Yes, because it feels good to feel good. It feels good to have great times and feel good to make choices that make you feel good, as opposed to we go, we hang out, and then we all feel like shit afterwards. You know, needed that pep talk today, Gina. It was like the psychology of effort post on the maximizing discussion all wrapped up into one. Yeah. And only because it gets to seem like this has been such a long haul, right? Like we want it so bad at this point. We're getting tired of doing the things. We're tired of losing weight. So this is where we got to regroup. We got to regroup here, you know? I need to determine if I'm here to solidify my 30 pounds loss or if I truly want to lose another 10, because I'm really just doing the same old, which isn't going to be enough to get my weight down that last 10. I'm going to focus on my why and the four questions and till the end. This is so big. This is so big. Now, maintaining the weight that you've lost is huge. That's not lost time. That's not lost effort. That doesn't mean that you're not doing anything. That in itself is gold. That's money. That's gold, right? The more time that you put into solidifying the weight that you have lost, that's awesome, right? That in itself, if you just did that, that is amazing. But this happens a lot, especially with that last 5 or 10 pounds, where, you know, you may realize that you feel happy the way that you are, and you're just kind of chasing this number because that's the number you always chased. And maybe you're not so motivated to reach that number because you are actually just happy and content with where you're at. Maybe you don't need to reach that number, right? But the problem then becomes if you get on the scale every day and you're disappointed in the number, but then you are not doing the things to see that number. Right. Again, complicated because we're tired. It's been a long haul. I'm fucking done. I just want it done so badly. I just want to be there, you know? Right. And so this happens a lot where people will be like, so this will happen. And this is why it's interesting. And I'm glad that you brought this up because it's a full circle moment with this conversation when I was talking about the end of the program, whether you can go on your own or you can sign up and do the program again. A lot of people, for some reason, don't feel worthy of doing the program again. Sometimes they're like, I should just be able to do this on my own. I'm like, why should you be able to do it on your own? Why would you want to do it on your own? If you can afford it, which for most people, it's super affordable. You get support anytime you want it. Even if you don't need it, it's there for you. You get guidance day in, day out. You get new information. You get all of our access to our guests. You get our amazing community. Why do you think you should do it on your own? Like you don't get a hero cookie for that. And so what happens is that I get people who will struggle. I don't know. I think I'm going to go on my own. And then you know what happens? They reach out after the fact and they're like, oh, could I get into the group? I wish I signed up for the group. And by then it's too late because as you guys know, once we sell out or we start, we don't add anyone to the group. And then they're over in socials on our social accounts, asking questions, sending DMs. And we're like, that's not how it's done. And they're like, well, I should have signed up. And I'm like, why didn't you sign up again? And they're like, well, I felt like I should have been able to do it on my own. I'm like, what? Why? That doesn't make any sense. Why do you feel like you should do it on your own? You know? But what happens a lot is same thing with those last 5 to 10 pounds. People are like, well, I feel like I should be able to easily get this 5, 10 pounds. Or they're like, decide, okay, I'm done. And then they're kind of stuck in nowhere zone. So there's kind of two nowhere zones that, am I doing it on my own or am I doing it in the group? What am I doing here? And then 3 months goes by and they haven't accomplished anything because they're doing some sort of in-between no man's zone version, right? Everything in the program is for a rhyme and a reason. It's systematic. There's like, you want to day in, day out, do the things that you need to do. That's how things add up and make a big difference. And then there's the last 5, 10 pounds. So for some people, the last 5, 10 pounds is difficult because one, they're tired of doing the things. And two, they're not really sure that they're just not as motivated. You've lost a huge chunk of weight. You probably feel amazing. Your clothes probably fit great. You're building up your confidence. You're changing who you are with everything that you're working through, right? So you're actually making real change. You could be really happy with where you're at. And that is awesome because we've had so many conversations with people in the past who've like, I keep chasing this number, but I realize I don't really care about reaching that number, which is why I'm actually not doing the things I need to do to lose more weight because I'm really happy where I'm at. So again, back to the issue is with if you're getting on that scale and you're unhappy with the scale, but you're actually not doing the things that you need to do, that's then problematic. Now, it could be your why, like your why has changed. Right? Like your why that got you to lose the first 25, 50, 75, whatever is, might has changed. Maybe you're not motivated by fitting your ass into your jeans anymore because your jeans fit. Maybe you're not motivated to wear your wedding dress that you wore on your wedding day because you got a divorce and you don't care about that fucking dress anymore. You know what I mean? So here's where I would assess your why and like where you are at. So fresh eyes from where you are at and where you want to be and what you accomplish from right now. Not the beginning of your weight loss journey, not the beginning of this group, for where you are at today, right? Close your eyes right now and be like, okay, this is where I'm at right now. This is how I feel in my body, how I feel in my clothes, how I'm showing up every day, my mindset, how I feel around food, right? You can visualize yourself going through the day, eating your breakfast, your snack, your lunch, going out for a dinner or hanging out with friends, putting your clothes on in the morning, how you move throughout the day. What would it mean to you and how would it change things if you lost 10 more pounds? And if you can't think of anything, you're probably happy where you are at, right? And maybe 10 more pounds is like, okay, well, I could work on still having better energy. My body could be stronger. I could be getting better sleep. My mental health still isn't quite there yet. I'm still dealing with falling back into past habits. I want to feel calm around food. I want to feel confident around food. I still feel a little uncomfortable in my body where I feel like I'm carrying this excess fat that, you know, yeah, okay, I look great and I fit my butt into my jeans and I'm happy and I've made a lot of changes, but I would really feel like if I just continued to, you know, help my body release as much fat as possible that no longer serves a purpose, it would just make me feel better for this reason and that reason or whatever that might be. It's so individual to you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, maybe you remember what it felt like when you were at a certain weight and you're like, I want to feel like that in my body again, right? Because here's the thing. You could lose 100 pounds and have 10 left. And some people aren't going to like what I have to say here. You could lose 100 pounds like I did, right? And well, you could lose 100 pounds, put it that way, not have any left, lose 100 pounds and still have fat days, still have days where you wake up and you feel bloated and you feel gross and you feel uncomfortable in your body, maybe because you've been indulging in some foods, not that you've gained more weight and you had some crappy sleeps or where you're at in your cycle or you're stressed, what's going on. You will feel just as fat as you did when you had 100 pounds on your body. That's something that people don't really realize is that when your body adjusts to the weight that you've lost, when you have a fat day, you feel just as fat as you felt when you were carrying that excess weight. And that's sort of like, people are like, what is going on there? That's because it's not about the weight that you're carrying so much, is how you are feeling and why you are feeling that way. And that's like, okay, well, maybe I need to lay off the alcohol, drink a little bit more water, get in some leafy greens, manage my stress, get a little bit more sleep, you know? So it's really individual to you, sort of like, how are you going to feel if you want that 10 pounds? But what you don't want to do is constantly be thinking about trying to lose that extra 5-10 pounds and get in that nowhere zone. And then you know what happens? Then you start going back into old diet dialogue. And then you're not really doing what you need to do with this program. So then you start thinking, well, maybe I won't eat for a few days. Maybe I'll do keto for a little bit. Maybe I'll go back to starving and depriving myself. Maybe I'll do that when you're not even doing the things that you need to do this way, right? Happens a lot. So I love this regroup. I love this regroup. I love that being like, okay, it's not aligning, right? I want this so bad, but I've laid off on doing the things. I sit around and think about it all the time. But yeah, Lisa, I had lost 90 pounds and that's exactly what happened to me. I know because it's a thing, right? This is where you want to regroup. How badly do you want this? And reflect on the time, energy, money, headspace you've spent on it. Regroup. Are your choices equaling how badly you want to get this done for you? And not necessarily, is there more that you can do? Are there things that you can dive in a little bit more, level up on, be more consistent with? Maybe you're doing all the things, but you're not very consistent with the things that you're doing. Maybe some of you have to make some hard choices. And again, maybe cut down on the wine that you're drinking. And not because like I'm on my soapbox or anything like that, but because it messes with your hormones and messes with your sleep, you know, or messes with your digestive system. You know, maybe you got to give up coffee because it gives you gut rot in the morning and then you're not hungry. Maybe you have to cut out dairy or gluten. I hate saying that. That's the last thing I would want for anybody. But, or maybe you have to add in a probiotic or digestive bitters that taste like shit every day, but they actually help you and make a big difference. You know, where sometimes it's not in the big things that we're doing, it's in the small things. So that's my takeaway for you today, is to sit in the quiet, in the shower, in your room, on your couch, in your car, and just sit with yourself for a minute and ask yourself where you are at, where you want to go, and are you doing the things you need to do? And if not, what are the things that you can do? And then how can you keep doing them? Make a plan for yourself. Are you setting your intentions? End of day reflections. That end of day reflections post is off the hook in the first 3 weeks of the program. By the time we roll around to week 8, there's like a handful of people still doing it. You have to keep doing it. Set those intentions. End of day reflections. Are you journaling? right? Or are you doing the things that you can and need to do to reach your goals? And are you doing them in a way like, come hell or fucking high water, I'm going to fucking get there. I'm going to get this fucking done. I'm so fucking done with this weight loss fucking journey. I'm just going to do all the things I need to do and do it sooner rather than later so I can reach my goal sooner rather than later and move the fuck on from this weight loss journey. You do not want to be at the end of your life reflecting back on all the time you spent stressing about food, what to eat, what not to eat, feeling uncomfortable, missing out, not truly living your best life because of your weight at the end of the day. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't show up every day and be grateful because we're alive today. It doesn't mean that we don't love ourselves exactly where we are at. We have to take time. We have to be proud of ourselves for where we're at and the choices that we're making, the work that we've done, right? We have to love ourselves exactly where we are at and how we are. And that doesn't mean that we can't want to make change. But if you keep chasing this goal and your choices aren't aligned with that goal, you're just torturing yourself at the end of the day. So excited with where we're at. Another couple of days of splitting up those meals and snacks. And next week is one of my favorite tweaks for so many reasons. You're going to love it too. I know you are going to love it. But really dig in and indulge in splitting up those meals and snacks. Make sure you ask as many questions as you need. Make sure if you have a question, pop it over on the question of the day page. And would I lose weight if I swear more? Maybe. They say people who swear are more honest and true to themselves. Maybe you need to be more honest and true with yourself. I don't know. At the end of the day, that's funny. I got to go. Post your questions over on the question of the day page. The team will be happy to answer over there. Have an amazing rest of your day, everyone. Have an amazing weekend. I won't be going live, but I'll check in. And yeah, just have an happy International Women's Day again, everyone. Have the best day, and I will catch up with you later. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.